Welcome to the Technori Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Catoon, fresh off of a, hopefully it was a good, thankful Thanksgiving break for all of you people. I don't know how I feel about Thanksgiving break necessarily. It's always fun to go home and see family, I guess. I don't know how you people think of it, but for me, it's always kind of fun. Sam and I always talk about this. He's like, oh, it'd be nice to not have to converse with your family about everything you do and get into this whole dialogue. I have mastered the ability of not saying anything at all while saying things. I still talk, but like I don't actually say anything of any value. I don't know. It works for me. I hopefully it works for you. Usually I give you like a little Technori update of what's been going on. And honestly, it's been Thanksgiving. And then it was like we had Siberia overnight here. We just went straight into winter, which was not ideal. So I'm playing catch up like the rest of y'all are probably playing catch up. But the one thing I will say that is nice about a nice like little snow day is the catch up on intros. I had the craziest conversation. I'm going to give a shout out to our friend from Rhino Docs, Justin Ullman. We had the pleasure of riding a train in today into the city, and we were like, you know, I went back to my email and I started looking over all the intros that I make. And as you could probably imagine, I get a lot of requests for intros. And some of them are really worth it. Some of them, I look at the founder, I'm like, I know them. I know the company. I know what they're trying to do. And I know the different individuals who I think would benefit from this and would be okay with it. I usually send like, and I recommend this for all of you, send an intro invite to whoever you're going to intro. Do you mind if I introduce you to somebody? Because in a lot of cases, I do mind. I'm open to intros, but not like a cold intro. So just a little FYI. But Justin brought up this point. He's like, you know, on a snow day, I had a chance to go through all of my emails. And I came to the conclusion that right now I'm averaging like 10 to 1 on intros given versus received. Like I'm giving out like 10 intros to everybody and I'm not getting them back in return. And he was like kind of miffed about it. And in my mind, not to roast him, but in my mind, I was like, you know, maybe you're giving away a little too much too soon. It's coming on a little hot and heavy, because the reality is like you only get... I look at it like chips. I can only play the chips so many times before I lose them. There's only so many times I can connect two or three different people, and before they're kind of like, all right, dude, like, I don't need to meet everyone in your network. So like maybe my advice to you, my Thanksgiving advice, is to be a little bit more judicious with your intros. Not saying that people aren't deserving of it, but I just think that sometimes, you know, when I had a chance to go through all of my inbox, sometimes you realize kind of after the fact that you've got 1,000 emails in there and you didn't really actually reach out to these people, which would, you know, sort of beg the question, like, did you ever need to? I don't know. Just a little food for thought. On this show, we've got a pretty good show, I think. Going to talk to Avant Communications, not Avant Credit, but Avant Communications, co-founder Drew Leidecker. I think, you know, there's a lot of stuff. I'll talk to anyone in the communications world. Like, just that's like my trade. I think I was born talking. I came out of my mom's womb talking, TMI. But anything in this field, I love to talk about, because there is probably no other thing on the planet that is changing faster than the way we communicate via technology. So I think Drew's going to talk a little bit about why this is the golden age of trusted advisors. And he has no idea that I'm a proponent, but I'm also, I don't know what the right word I'm looking for here is. I battle against it too. I think the advisor thing is it's a slippery slope, and hopefully Drew knows what he signed up for when we have this conversation. But before we sit down and talk to Drew, I want to let you know that if you want to keep up with some of these happenings, obviously our newsletter is not dedicated to me telling stories about Thanksgiving, but it is a good place to keep up with some of the events and podcasts and interviews and quotes from around the community that you may or may not be catching of Technori and in Chicago and really even abroad, because we're in all kinds of different states now roaming around or whatever. So you should definitely go to thetechnori.com and subscribe to the newsletter. Don't worry about trying to find it. If you go to technori.com enough, it finds you. So check out technori.com and hit that newsletter. We're going to bring in Drew, but before we do that, a little startup showcase. So hopefully you guys caught that. Personally, Neil Penda is a fan. We're a fan. I mean, it's close to us in Chicago, Techstars, and I love what they're doing. They've like 700 something percent doubled their investment, which they were trying to raise. They're like 700% filled. So great opportunity for you to get involved with a company that is a Techstars graduate. All you need to do, republic.co/NeilPenda, and you can learn everything there is to know about NeilPenda and the investment opportunity that exists. So check that out, republic.co/NeilPenda. Drew Leidecker, co-founder of Avant Communications, welcome to the studio. Welcome to the show.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So, you know, as I said in my kind of preamble to this show, anyone who has communications anything after the title, I will take. I'll take a meeting and I'll take a show. I've got a million kind of opinions and a million thoughts, and I've spent my entire career sort of riding this wave of communications since, like, I mean, I would say 2002. I went to Marquette. And I was in advertising and marketing, and I was like communications degree that I call it whatever I need mm-hmm. it when I need it. And that was sort of like the beginning of Facebook was, you know, 04 thereabout. And so like that was the beginning of like the big changes and the waves kind of rolling. So anytime I get to talk to somebody who's been in this sort of world of how people communicate and how they everything, I'm like, I'm all in. So I'm excited to talk a little bit about that and sort of your background and then kind of dig into just from a co-founder and leadership standpoint, you know, what are some of the things that you dig on and what are some of the things that you were, you know, not so keen with? So why don't you start us off with just telling us what Avant Communications is and then we'll get into you and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, kind of funny story about communications too. You know, I'd love to drop the communications.
Yeah.
Because things have changed.
So I've said it seven times. So you're probably thrilled. Yeah,
literally. If you noticed in my warm up, I was like,
I did.
Leidecker with Avant.
I have to be careful because we have Al Goldstein from Avant all the time.
Hence the reason why communications, the tale of two Avants in Chicago. It's
seriously,
actually a very interesting.
It's a good Avant to be racing with, though.
It is. And I hope they change their name soon. Nonetheless, it's funny. The communications, I just bring it up because, you know, some of the things I will probably talk a little bit about today is, you know, the only constant is the rate of change, and the rate of change is only going faster and faster
yes.
every day. So communications, which was super cool back in the day because we were very segmented to the
when did you launch?
We just turned 9 years
okay
old.
So yeah, so you're on the same trajectory as me where to kind of tie this together for the listeners. When I went to Marquette, they were just trying to figure out, like, do we house marketing and like advertising and media in business, or is it communications? Let's launch a communications school. That was the sexy thing. When I went to Northwestern for grad school, everything was called communications, and they were like, no, it's going to be media, marketing, entrepreneurship, and like, what? It's just amazing how your company has literally like birthed to now that ride.
And thank God, because, you know, to be honest with you, if the rate of change wasn't happening as fast as it is in technology in general, we wouldn't be growing as fast. Yeah. We wouldn't be the platform that the trusted advisor community really needs.
Yeah.
And so what we are, in a nutshell, it's not the easiest thing to explain, but we're a platform. We're a sales enablement company at our core. We do distribution for the layman's perspective. And it's in and around various technologies. So communications,
yep.
So carrier services, connectivity. We represent over 93 carriers around the world. Companies like, you know, Level 3, now CenturyLink,
yeah.
who controls over 80% of the internet. We're one of their largest partners in the world. Companies like Masergy, who you probably have never heard of, but is a massive disruptor in the industry, who is going after the likes of AT&T and Verizon in the wireline market. So anything carrier services, everything that all your equipment here is plugged into. We represent the top providers around the world. Over 1,500 data centers. So wherever your website lives and everybody else's lives, where the internet lives, we represent every data center around the world. Over 110 cloud companies globally too. So every acronym like IaaS, DaaS, DRaaS, yeah. BaaS, you could probably make one up. We represent it. So all the top companies like Rackspace and others that are in yep. that space, the AWS and what have you. Then cloud security, which is just, you know, completely cuckoo hot right now, anything around cloud security. And so what we do is we've created a platform where we distribute all of those various companies. But our sales enablement allows companies, whether you're CDW or a standalone consultant, to get into that game, monetize it, and be that trusted advisor to help navigate the confusion that every customer has around next-gen technology.
So tell me a little bit more on the actual service providing part of this. So like what is the role you're playing to facilitate business between all of these acronyms?
Well, we study the ins and the outs of every bit of that technology, right? Of all the carrier services, the data centers, the cloud market, the cloud security. We have a massive team of engineers. We have built technology like our Battle App, which is a skinnable app that essentially differentiates you when you get a seat at the table with WGN to talk about the future of where you're going, whether you're going to AWS or in your own data center, or you're looking to replace all of your carrier services. That trusted advisor that's coming in here, which is an exploding market, we're the platform for that.
Okay.
So we give you the tools, the technology to sound intelligent. We train you. You're able to monetize this market through us as the distributor. So it's a very interesting time right now.
Well, let's use that as our segue in there, because the advisor thing to me, I actually have a piece coming out in Entrepreneur in they told me a week ago, but you know how this stuff goes. Communication breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
And I've taken kind of another, now this is going to be not the exact, this isn't apples to apples, this is apples to oranges, because I'm looking at like mentor and advisor, and the startup landscape is grossly different than the advisor landscape of like a paid advisor for a company that is, you know, I have expectations.
Night and day.
Yes, totally different.
Because I have both.
Totally different. And so I kind of, like on my side, I have gotten to a point where I'm like, I've just had it with the mentor advisor thing for the startups. They're so reliant on these people who have either too much vested interest, as in they don't belong to as much equity as they are tied to, or they have none, they have no vested interest, and they're just like trying to grow their resume or whatever the case. And it, like the information that these founders and people are running with is just not good. And they're so reliant on them for decision-making that it drives me absolutely insane. And also the communication, which is where you'll come back in here. The communication is so poor that they only know a handful of the facts. They don't. The founder didn't tell them everything they were supposed to get real feedback. So I just have this like, we need to rethink the mentor program. Like why Combinator did an incredible job building what became the mentor network of the world, and that was their big selling point. But now it's been just like convoluted to the point where I don't know where the hell things are going. Businesses, on the other hand, rely on advisors all the time, entering new markets, particularly overseas, trying to decide whether or not they want to hire or fire a new team member or whatever the case. Talk to me about, you know, both from a technical side, your company Avant, and how it's handling that and how it provides this platform for people. And then personally, sort of your, not just belief system around it, but like your vision of advisory.
Yeah. Lot there. I could probably talk to you for about 3 hours around all of it.
We can always have you back for a part two.
Yeah. So this is the golden era of the trusted advisor. That's a fact.
Yes.
And it's because there's never been more confusion, more disruption than there is right now in technology. And it goes back to what I said earlier. It's the rate of change.
Yep.
And the rate of change is the only constant in business today. And it's happening faster and faster. And thus, it's the golden era of the trusted advisor right now. I don't care if you're GE, even if you're Google, you're going to bring in a subject matter trusted advisor to help you navigate the waters that are out there today. And I think it's because there's a bit of a rebellion against the incumbent. If you're a really, really big company right now, you're staving off extinction.
Yeah.
Because companies that are laser focused, you've never, ever heard of in your entire life, are eating the candy from the big, big companies that aren't very nimble. And so we represent all of those, you know, all of the disruptors in the industry across, you know, a vast next gen IT services. And so whether you're a huge VAR or you're a standalone guy, if you've got relationships and you can get into the IT staffs to the C levels and you want to make a real change in that company, utilizing a platform like Avant is really what we do for a living.
So I want to dig more into that, because I will say, I mean, I won't name names, but there are many companies in Chicago, and there are some VCs that I've spoken to outside of Chicago who have reached out to me in the last, call it a year and a half, literally as like, we will pay you a not insignificant amount of money to be our advisor because of what I know from talking to folks like you all day long. And, you know, we only do this one day a week. The rest of the week, we're spending our time with startups and looking for investments and whatever. And so if you're an outside company and you're like, we're going to deploy capital to Chicago and in the Midwest, let's just say we're a name you would know in Silicon Valley, we don't want to have misses. We're the pros. We're the Silicon, we're the SF companies. Like we're pros. We can't mess up here, which I mean, you can, we all know the realities,
yeah.
But like when they come here, they want to be able to say like, oh yeah, we bat 1,000.
Who's who and
exactly.
What's happening and what's going on.
And know like who are the real ones and who are the ones that maybe are not such a good investment, or like historically has nothing to do with the founder. This is an ironic thing. We talk about another podcast, and we just last week had him on. Steve Galanis from Cameo just announced a 12 million and change raise. And historically, Chicago has not had a lot of those in the B2C app for consumer heavy user base market. We just haven't. Which is not to say that Steve's not going to find tremendous success. I think he will. But investors would come to me and say, hey, you know, when I look at the grand scheme of things, he's raised $12 million, great opportunity. If I told you, yes, but our infrastructure here in Chicago is not good for what he's going to need next, you as a San Francisco investor may well decide, you know what, maybe I'll either not invest or maybe I will and I'll bring support from San Francisco or from the coast, or maybe I'll just try to convince him to go home with me. And so that's the kind of advisory that I'm doing. Now, if I wanted to go on a platform like yours, now it's probably not relative because it's a different business line, but like one of the things that I think is a challenge is I don't want to work for just that one company. I want to advise on a project to project basis or whatever. Maybe it's an, you know, 1 year, whatever the deal. There's really nothing out there, at least in my space, that helps me connect with these guys and monetize the knowledge that I have repeatedly. Well, it's a one-shot deal.
That's a business idea for
you.
It's
a great business idea. Do you want to go into business yet?
Yeah, I would love to. But and because, you know, platforms like ours, you just hit the nail on the head like a bazillion times on a few things. One, I'll start off by saying platforms like us allow people to leave their massive companies that they're with today, that they have these unbelievable relationships and they do know about all of these disruptors that are out there, but they want to take advantage of that relationship and monetize it.
Yep.
And a one-man shop can be as powerful as Accenture.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I mean, that's basically Technori's, like, that's how we live.
I actually listened to two of your shows. I love them, by the way.
Thank you.
A bit before I was coming on here, and Chowley, and I think the event planning one, those were great.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of similarities in just the things that they said. But, you know, I think that what's so exciting about the time that we live in right now is that you can be anything and anyone in any company and drastically change the way that they're perceived, not only internally, but externally.
Yep.
And you don't have to work for IBM.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can be on your own. So it's an explosion of entrepreneurs in our ecosystem. I think we've signed up almost 600 of them in just the last, 24 months or so, not including the huge VARs that we represent. But going back to your other thing too, Chicago is the place, no matter what. You know, the Valley guys and all of the P's, they're coming here because we're doing something far different than anybody else is.
Yeah.
And we're a bit under the radar, which I love, but we're able to bring in the best talent. This place in Chicago, for instance, why we've kept our headquarters here, is I've never seen better talent coming from the school systems to the big companies. People are looking to be disruptive and join firms like ours, fast growth companies. So it's a great place to be too.
Totally agree. So where does your sort of interest and background in advisory come from? Because obviously it's one thing to build and manage a platform, no matter what, you know, skew or scale it is, but there has to be some sort of rooting cause behind it where you're like, I think this is a problem that's like legit. And did you see that there was going to be this advisor, eight coming of age, or did you see, like, what was it that made you go, I think this is a thing and I think I'd like to solve it?
Yeah. My partner and I, we come from CDW, where before we started the company, I'm sure you guys know Chicago, obviously a massive,
everyone who comes in here started at CBS.
Right. Right. We were part of a special team there that helped navigate the waters of carrier services for our clients. And while there, we saw this massive gap in distribution. There was nobody taking advantage of these laser-focused small firms that nobody had ever heard of. Nobody was studying them. Nobody was enabling them. Nobody was creating sales enablement technology so that somebody that was maybe selling hardware for a living could pivot into an OPEX, monthly recurring type of a service. But they needed tools, they needed tech, they needed training, they needed resources, they needed to be able to differentiate themselves in the market. And so it was like that aha moment that every good entrepreneur has, that they could disrupt something and create something that didn't exist, and thus Avant. And we saw the fact that technology was changing so fast that the standalone trusted advisor, no matter whether you work for a company of 3,000 employees or a five-man firm, could be so impactful in companies today, and we wanted to build the platform to be able to do that.
Very cool. So would you indulge us? We're going to drop in and do a little Q&A. John's got some stuff for us, hopefully, in the Fakers and Makers segment.
I do.
You do? Are they good?
We'll find out.
I hope so.
Oh, you want me to go like right now?
I would love to.
Oh, well, all right. This week's Fakers and Makers.
It just drops right into radio voice. Hello.
So you may have heard NASA landed a robot on Mars.
Okay.
Did you hear about this?
Okay. We posted a picture of it.
The InSight robot landed on Mars yesterday. Its mission is to take photos and collect heat and seismic data over years to possibly determine if Mars can be habitable by humans. What do you think about us like going off to Mars all of a sudden and like doing all this stuff? Well, it's not all of a sudden, because we first landed on Mars in, what, the 90s? The 80s? I have no idea.
Arnold did a great bang-up job in, like, 91 with Total Recall when he was on Mars. And
killer movie.
Oh, great movie. And it didn't go great, mm-hmm. but you got to start the reactor.
So right. Is it fake it or make... What was the
Yeah,
analogy?
That's what I was saying. Like, what's the... like?
Okay, so, I mean, let's focus... So scientists are saying that leaving Earth is probably the only way the humans will survive in like the future, like millions of years from now. So like, do you buy into this whole interplanetary business, like humans habitating Mars in 30 years?
Quick answer.
Yeah.
Elon says it's a must, and he's going to be for a couple hundred thousand dollars. Going to give you either one-way or two-way ticket to Mars. Listen, we're going. I think it's real. I'm fascinated with, you know, space travel and everything that we're doing. I think it's like the epitome of disruption. When you have Elon and Virgin and all these companies making this just mental technology to be able to do things that, quite frankly, our government wasn't even able mm-hmm. to do, and we're going to become the transport. I think in 50 years, I think you're going to see things that you never dreamt of. So I'm all about it.
Yeah.
I would agree. I would have said I couldn't say it better.
Yeah.
Perfect. What else you got for us that is faker or maker, John?
Yeah, so it's official. Fewer than 12% of youths smoke cigarettes these days, and the cigarette companies are getting squeezed. Do you think the cigarettes are finally on the way out? The whole...
Well, are we talking cigarette or are we talking vapor?
We're talking like cigarettes, like Marlboro.
These are funny questions. I think my sister just sent me a funny Instagram post, and it was this dude standing on a corner saying, working for pods. And I thought that was pretty funny. It was kind of a joke on the fact that, you know, the vape business and what have you is just exploding. As a matter mm-hmm. of fact, the one that's probably exploding the fastest that might be in the news a little bit right now that might have had some trouble is a big customer of ours and is growing at an uncanny clip. I think smoking is dead. I think it's smell, you know, and I think that the vaping industry is going to get bigger, hopefully safer, but I think it's definitely here to stay.
Okay. All right.
I feel like on that one, I agree with you.
Did my staff tell you to bring that one up?
No, this is just we don't normally get this lucky. Normally you just like the person stares at us like,
No,
that's perfect.
All over that one.
I honestly, like the one thing that I will say with that, and it goes back to like the real estate days, was people like their vices, especially under stress. Mm-hmm. And so like cigarettes, I think cigarettes will phase themselves out for all the reasons that Drew said. Like, I mean, it's nobody likes one. To stink. It's like, it's just bad.
But isn't that also just like an example of disruption?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's like at its core... That's disruption, right? So, like, I mean, I bring it up all the time. Business is being disrupted like no other, but our consumer life, everything you can think about is being disrupted. And, like, you take some of these brands like Juul, for instance, who has completely overtaken this whole industry. I mean, you just go down any of the suburbs and just, you know, walk by a couple kids and then turn around and you'll just see a plume of vape coming out, you know? But that's crazy. It's a change that we mm-hmm. never had when we were kids.
The key to that sentence is plume.
Yeah, plume.
No, because it would have been a puff. It was always a puff of smoke when they walked by. Now it's a plume.
Plume, plume,
and that's
pass.
That's a common part of plume pass. That's a different one, John.
Part of this survey was that youths, which they classify like
Utes.
People under 30,
Utes.
They smoke pot more than cigarettes these days.
Wow.
That's going to continue to rise.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you still shouldn't do it at a certain age, yada, yada. The third topic.
You know, unless your employer tests
and
it's strong.
I mean, or, you know.
I'm just going to skip right to three. What do we got?
Three.
I can't
wait
for this.
So apparently Facebook knew about a Russian data leak in 2014, and everyone was like, hey, look out. Look, you got to tell someone about this. And then they didn't tell anyone about it. They just didn't tell anyone. And now they're like in a shitload of trouble for it. So it's like, hey, like Facebook, do you think this is going to stick, this whole 2014 Russian leak thing? Or do you think it's another thing we're just going to sweep under the rug? Uh-oh, Mark Zuckerberg, bad boy.
I want to shrink this question down for you.
This is a layup.
Yeah. So do you think that this is going to be skipped over because Facebook is just so powerful and has so many connections and has continued to leave like Instagram out of the conversation and it's just, they're just steamrolling? Or do you think that this is going to begin the fundamental shift of an, oh boy, Facebook, like, should I sell my stock, Drew, is what I'm asking.
Man, this is something that I, first of all, I enjoy talking about all the time.
We really teed you up today.
Yeah, you really did. I mean, I couldn't have come up with better questions. But first of all, it's going to be detrimental. And it's a warning to every business on the planet. Okay. Cybersecurity, every day you open the page of the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and you see some type of breach, some type of hack, somebody sweeping something under that they knew about, you're basically terminally ill. And, you know, right now, companies like Trustwave, who we represent here in the city, and it's a phenomenal, fast-growing company, we could keep that from ever happening. We can create an army of people. And I think the people that try to keep it internally, nothing's internal anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, you'll get a call from Brian Krebs, who's one of the top bloggers around. And a day Brian Krebs calls you is the day you're probably going out of business. And I'm not saying necessarily that for Facebook, but let me tell you, the more and more this mounts up, who's going to want to put your data in everything when people and they knew about stuff? Is, you know, kind of keeping it a secret. I think right now that this is a time to take advantage of the trusted advisor to help with cybersecurity like you've never seen. And we're empowering people to do just that. So thanks for that question.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I just follow on with it. I mean, I totally agree with you. I think the one thing that's interesting about it, though, is it comes back to education. I think that the vast majority of people thought of Facebook, Instagram, name your source. Well, even if it's not safe, it's like, of course they have my data and they leaked it, whatever. But in my mind, I'm thinking you're sharing posts and you're sharing this and that, whatever shit. What you don't realize is you connect your Facebook account to 800 apps on your phone.
Yeah.
Everything that you, every purchase, every place you stay, check in, go away, sign into, sign out of, credit, everything, your house,
your
social security.
Log in with Facebook?
Yeah. It's all logging on Facebook.
You know, and the scary thing is, you know, most likely that's a state nation type sponsored event in that case. And people are like, yeah, but that's not really my, you know, it's got nothing to do with me personally. But, you know, when people are taking little dots and putting them together, they make a big picture. And, you know, I think that that's the key takeaway. But I think for businesses in general, if you don't think your intellectual property is being taken or wanted, you're absolutely crazy.
Oh, my God. Totally. 100%. Great questions, John. That was a good one.
Sure. Yeah, thanks.
Drew, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks, man.
Hopefully we teed you up well.
Yeah.
Where do people go to learn more about Avant? And where do people go to follow you or anything like that?
GoAvant.net is the fastest place to go to learn about our platform. But, you know, we've got Twitter, we've got Instagram, we've got everything. So, you know, feel free. But definitely GoAvant.net. If you're interested in joining our platform, it's super simple to click and get a phone call back from us. And I appreciate you having me on.
Of course, anytime. You can learn more about the upcoming Technori Showcase events, hopefully should be scheduled and out by the end of January. Investment opportunities, check out the blog at technori.com, download the podcast on Spotify, follow us on social at Technori, or you can follow me at Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.